Hi, I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley, and I'm here with David Vollerath, who's a DC native, but is now bringing his movie that he shot as a DP, Fresh Dressed, out to the Sundance Film Festival this weekend. David, thanks for joining us on WTOP.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
So let's kind of go chronologically before we get to the movie. Tell me where exactly in the area that you grew up and how you got into filmmaking.
Well, I grew up in Annandale. Annandale, Virginia, and I went to Annandale High School, and fortunately, I was always into photography. I started taking pictures of my dad's SLR when I was in sixth grade, and always photography classes, was in the darkroom all the time. And then in high school, I actually was lucky enough to have an IB film program, and it was like a two-year film program that our teacher, Alan Weintraut, taught, and it basically sparked my interest into filmmaking, and I just really it was just like an evolution from moving from still photography into moving images, and I really took to it.
When you're talking about the darkroom, it reminded me of the scene in Boyhood. Did you see Boyhood yet?
Unbelievable.
Oh, it was unbelievable, yeah. And it reminded me of the darkroom scene where the professor is talking to the main character, L.R. Coltrane, and he says, anyone can take photos, but art that's special. What can you bring to it that no one else can? What do you think it is for you? Is there anything that's influenced your visual eye, you think?
That's a good question.
I know, that's a tough one.
Yeah, that's a really tough question. I don't know. What really drew me to photography is I just felt like I had a knack for it, and I really like taking the beauty that's in everyday life and kind of replicating it. Mm-hmm. That's like a big thing for a lot of director of photography, a lot of people that are DPs. Like you just see things in your everyday life that you kind of want to replicate from a lighting perspective, or you're just inspired by other works of art. So for me, a lot of it was just the photography classes I took, I just, really, really appreciated them. And, I don't know if I had, I got to think about that, because I wish I had a better answer for you about the unique aspects that I bring.
Right.
It's just something that comes more organically to me, and I kind of just, I'm kind of just inspired by what I see, so I can't really, it's hard for me to articulate it in a sense.
For sure, yeah. It's kind of you either have it or you don't in a way. I mean, you work at it, and hone it for sure. But some things are hard to put into words. So these photography classes were in high school. What year did you graduate?
I graduated Annandale High School in 2005.
Okay, cool. And then talk about a little bit what you've been working on between then and now. I mean, we're gonna get to Fresh Dressed in a minute, but as soon as you got out in 2005, what was the trajectory from there in terms of filmmaking?
So I went to Elon University,
okay,
down in North Carolina, and I studied cinema there. And I then moved, I graduated in 2009 from there, and I moved straight to New York like a week later, and basically just cold called my way in the production companies and started working as a production assistant.
Mm-hmm.
At the, very bottom, and just, it was a very long grind, a lot of long hours. There was a time where I would work, like 20 days straight or so, as a production assistant, just to get my foot in the door. And then, just over the years, I transitioned in the camera department, and like most people, I wanted to direct, and that's a very common thing when you talk to people in film school, they always want to direct. But I really found out that I just really love, being a director of photography. I'm much more focused on the on-set element. And I like just, being on set in new places every day and working with new people. So I kind of just found my niche in that over time.
Is this, when you said you moved to New York, I'm assuming, is it Brooklyn or?
Yeah, I moved to Brooklyn, and I've been here for the past 5 years.
Gotcha. Been there a few times. Whereabouts? What, like Williamsburg or?
I moved to Williamsburg at first, and that was, it's kind of the happening spot, and
sure,
still is now. It's just unbelievable rent prices in New York City. As you can
What's the happening spot in Brooklyn now, would you say? Is it like Crown Heights or?
It's funny you say that. I mean, I live in Prospect Heights now, which is right by the new Barclays Center where the Nets play.
Oh, yeah, for sure. If you take it all the way out, the little train line thing, the subway.
Exactly. Exactly. So I'm right next to Crown Heights. I used to live in Crown Heights actually for like 2 years or so. So yeah, I would say that's kind of the newer spot. You know, it's really like it's all about what you're looking for, I guess, and what you're willing to pay in rent is really what New York comes down to. It's kind of it's getting a little tough. There's more and more stories of people moving out to New Jersey or moving upstate and just getting out of the city because it's become quite an expensive place to live.
How has that affected you as an artist? I mean, you grew up in Annandale, Virginia, which is, you know, now you're living in Brooklyn. I mean, has that influenced any of your work?
Yeah, you know what? I would definitely say Brooklyn has influenced my work. I shoot a lot more hip-hop in general.
Sure.
And, you know, also just musically, what I listen to a lot more hip-hop these days. I think it's partially just because I tend to listen to music that kind of reflects my surroundings.
Sure.
And, you know, like when I go out to the, I'll go on a hiking trip with some friends, I'll immediately switch to bluegrass or folk music. And so just being in New York, there's this this gritty nature that you kind of tend to adopt. And that's kind of just more what I kind of aim for in a lot of my work.
Absolutely. And when you said you shoot hip hop a lot, do you mean you've shot some music videos?
Yeah, I've shot a few music videos.
What were some of the bands?
The past few years. I did a music video for Action Bronson a year ago. I've been shooting, I do a lot of stuff. I've been doing a lot more of these small projects called Artists to Watch for MTV.
Oh, okay.
Where we do different artists, and we just did Ray Schrummer the other day. So I've been doing, you know, and obviously with Fresh Dress, we've interviewed a lot of hip-hop artists. So, and actually, I would say, when was it? About 8 months ago, I went down to the Kennedy Center and shot the 20th anniversary of Nas's Illmatic.
Of course.
He had a concert.
That's
a
legendary one.
72-piece orchestra.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, I remember when that was here.
Yeah, that was one of the best shows I've ever seen. It was so much fun to shoot. It was, you know, it always helps when you're shooting something that is already great to begin with. It's much easier to make things look good.
Absolutely.
When you have such a great show.
When it's already Illmatic, half the work's done for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
exactly.
Cool. Well, that's good. No, now we kind of have the little backdrop and you know, you starting to get infused into the Brooklyn scene a little bit. So now I think now we can transition into the film of the hour, Fresh Dressed. Tell our listeners what it's about.
So Fresh Dressed basically tells the story of hip-hop from its inception the present day through fashion.
Gotcha.
And it follows basically all the clothes that everyone was wearing and how a lot of these huge hip-hop brands like FUBU and Echo and Sean John and Rockaware all blew up in the, you know, like mid-90s to early 2000s, and then how they all kind of, it basically was a bit of a bubble that kind of burst, and kind of talking about why that is and why now no one's wearing these brands anymore. And it's gone back to these high fashion brands and talks about the cultural implications of that.
Gotcha. So it focuses less on the music and more on the fashion, but I'm sure that I'm sure there's some, a killer soundtrack in here too.
Oh, of course. Of course. Yeah. There's a lot of, I don't want to give away too much, but there's a lot of great moments in it in the film, you know, with Run DMC particularly, that, you know, it basically reminds you of a lot of older music.
Now, did you interview a lot of the hip hop stars?
Yeah, we interviewed Kanye West, Pharrell, P. Diddy. We interviewed Damon John, the owner of FUBU.
Yeah, who's on Shark Tank now.
Yeah, he's great. We interviewed Mark Echo, who owns Echo Clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And a few others in there. So there's definitely a lot of points of view. We kind of ran the whole gamut. So I really, you know, the film was, you know, it's a subject that I personally learned a lot about while making the film.
Mm-hmm.
Sasha Jenkins was the director, and he is you know, he is a professor on this topic.
You have to, you know, if you want to sit out and make a movie on a subject, you got to live, eat, and breathe it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So he, Sasha Jenkins has a lot of connections in the music industry, and particularly the hip-hop industry. And so it was that was very helpful in terms of gaining access to a lot of these people. And he was able to bring a lot to the film himself. So that was obviously crucial that he was the one making this film. So it was a great experience all around.
Awesome. Now with the as a DP, director of photography, for a subject that's you know, hip hop, you know, it's so musically based. How do you go about making it visual? I guess you have all the fashion to show, but in terms of you as a cameraman, what kind of style did you shoot with? I guess first of all, I guess we can start with what kind of camera did you shoot on?
So I shot this on a Canon C300.
Okay.
And we did two cameras, and really, this is one of those things where like. We're shooting interviews. I mean, that was mainly the material
right.
that I had to capture. It's very much an archival footage film because it's a historical documentary.
Sure, sure. So, yeah, you want those photos from the time period, yeah.
Yeah, so in shooting it, I didn't want to, like, draw too much style to the interviews because I just wanted you to focus on the content. So mm-hmm. It was very simple. It was very simply shot. It didn't need anything that special. The only thing that we did that was a little different was there was a scene that talks about what happened on Delancey Street.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was in the 80s or so. And I went back and shot some 16mm film.
Nice.
To create an archival look.
Sure.
It's kind of funny. It was the last role. First and last roll of 16mm I've shot, and it was also in the last batch of 16mm film that got processed ever in New York City. All the labs closed down on December 19th, and we got it to them on the 18th.
Oh, that's fantastic. So, yeah, well, it's fantastic. It's fantastic now that you can say that, but I'm sure at the time it was a crunch, like, oh, we got to get it in there before they close down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and it's also a crunch just for picture lock. I mean,
sure.
You know, getting all these deadlines for festivals, I think I've had, like, a couple other films submit to festivals this year. I shot a feature in Michigan, like, in May.
Oh, congrats.
And just the aspect, you hear, you know, Sundance, Cannes, and Tribeca, and Toronto, and all these festivals, and, like, I've begun to realize that so much of which festival you get into depends on the schedule of your post-production on your film.
Sure.
And what deadlines that you make.
So what was the deadline for Sundance? When did you have to have it in by?
I'd have to look at it. It's sometime in early November, I believe, with the Sundance deadline.
Okay,
it may have been a little earlier. They tend to have different deadlines, and you can get there's an early submission,
mm-hmm.
a regular deadline, and an extension deadline. So there's different times that you can get your film in, and I believe they cost different prices.
Yeah, it's cheaper the earlier if you do the early bird deadlines.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know any film that's done early bird deadlines. I mean, it's usually a race to get as much work done on the film as you can.
Absolutely. All right. So now that we're kind of segueing into this, talk a little bit about how exciting it is to take this to Sundance. Is it your first time?
Yeah, this is my first time at Sundance. I'm thrilled to be going. We have I just rented a place with four friends of mine, and
in Park City.
Also, yeah, in Park City. We're going to be there for 8 days. A lot of the other people from the film are coming in as well, obviously, and it's just a great. You know, industry event, and I've been, you know, it's kind of funny because I have a lot. I personally like love to snowboard,
right.
So I already was kind of worried about how I'm going to split my time between seeing movies and going to networking events and also snowboarding. So there's going to be. I'm definitely never going to be bored when I'm there.
Isn't that always the dilemma? Even smaller ones like down in Taos, you have the same problem. There's all these great skiing locations next
to
them.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why they have them in such fun places. I mean, well, obviously.
That's exactly why they do it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's quite the destination. I mean, I've been out there once before, but not Sundance, and it's kind of cool. A lot of people I know have been there a bunch of times, so there's, you know, I've been too busy with work also to kind of plan out how I'm going to do it.
Sure.
So today is actually my day where I'm going through the Sundance app and picking all the films I want to see and kind of like scheduling out my day with my friends and figuring out how we're going to do it.
Exactly. And for whoever's listening to this, we're conducting this interview right now on Tuesday afternoon. And you're in Brooklyn now?
Yeah.
Okay, but you're packing and getting ready to leave tomorrow on Wednesday to fly out to Park City, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So are you, what's the Sundance preparation like? Are you're sitting there going through the catalog of films, coming up with your itinerary, planning snowing, packing bags, like just describe the whole rush of that.
Yeah, it's a mess right now. Right now I'm doing some laundry, doing some packing, and then I have to figure out all the parties I'm going to go to and how many hors d'oeuvres I'm going to eat and get all the free food. I really don't know. I mean, it's I haven't really thought about it much until today, of course, and now I'm just looking. I'm leaving at like 6:30 a.m. tomorrow, so I got to kind of get my life together.
Well, what's it going to be like to be sitting in the theater at Sundance for the first time and look up on that big screen and you're pinching yourself saying, wow, we are making our world premiere at Sundance and my movie that I shot is right up there on the screen with all these, you know, big wigs staring at it?
I'll definitely be a wreck and looking for any possible problem I can see. and that'll never change, I don't think. I think most people I know are kind of that way.
You just have to remember that I'd say a good 90% of the things that you're noticing, most people won't, hopefully, but you never know.
They won't. I'm only going to notice. It's going to be, I think the film is great. I've seen like 3 to 4 cuts of it at different stages of the process. And even without all the final tweaks we've been doing in the color correction and the sound design, the movie looks great. So I'm just going to have to keep telling myself that when I notice very minor things.
Gotcha. And just bringing it full circle, the fact that you've come so far in your career and now you finally have a film at Sundance, which is a huge deal for filmmakers. How has that affected people back on the home front? Do you still have folks down in the D.C. area?
Yeah, everyone's my family's still down there. My mom and dad and my sister and her husband, they're all thrilled about it. And went back. It's definitely kind of the talk of Christmas.
Yeah.
As
it should have been.
Yeah, and my mom won't stop bragging about me, which is, you know, just kind of the nature of mothers, I guess.
It's just kind of going around town. Did you know my son's at Sundance this week?
Yeah, she works it in every conversation.
That's right. Well, how often does that, how many parents get to do that, and how often do they get
to? No, I know. She's my biggest publicist, my best promoter.
That's awesome. Except I'm sure she's saying about the movie, not the snowboarding, but, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's cool. No, that's so great. I'm sure they're super proud, and, it's great. I'm glad that we were able to set this up with a local filmmaker, his first time going out there. It's really exciting stuff. So congrats a lot, man.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. All right. So hop off here, rest up, pack up, figure out your itinerary, and have a safe flight, all right?
Awesome. All right, I will do. Thank you.
All right, best of luck with the movie.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.